grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To be faithful as a Christian in a rather evil time, you must learn to stand up in your faith. You will repeatedly face pressure to violate your Christian faith and to go along with the crowd. Will you go along with the crowd? Will you join with them in cheating, maybe swearing and telling little lies? Will you condemn those for doing the very same sin that you are guilty of? Or will you deny Christ before men in hopes they'll like you and things will just go a lot easier for you if they like you? Or will you deny Christ? Christians face constant pressure to compromise their faith. We do. At work, one might be dishonest with customers or their boss just to make a sale. On a business trip, maybe your associates are all going to the bar where there's these girls and they want you to join them. Or at a family gathering as the holidays are coming up, the rest of the family are gossiping about that other family member who's not even there. They're telling dirty little jokes. What do? No one likes to be ridiculed or rejected. It's in our nature. We all want to be liked and included with everything. We don't want others to think that Christians are a bunch of prudes who can't enjoy life. So we're easily tempted to go along with the crowd rather than stand alone with Jesus Christ. But if we yield, we dishonor God and lose our distinctive witness for our Savior. There's probably no greater example of a man who's still alone with God in a pretty evil time than the man Noah. God, who sees the heart of every person, saw fit to save Noah and his family. All other people and beings on the earth and beasts of the field, everything perished in the great flood. Think of what it would have been like to be the only godly family on earth, right? Noah's life teaches us to let no one to deceive us. Let no one deceive you in any way, Paul tells us tonight. We're to stand upright in our faith in this evil time and to walk with God. Noah walked with God. You know, that phrase, walking with God, is used only of Enoch, Noah, and the godly and righteous in the book of Malachi. It's the secret of standing in the faith, to walk with God. But consider this Noah. Of those many in the Bible who stood firm in their faith, Noah certainly had cause, didn't he, to sway from his faith and follow the crowd? It's not really a joke to consider all those who probably walked by Noah while he was building the ark, and what they must have been thinking are those words that they said to Noah to ridicule him. All the while, Noah was following the will of God. Noah wasn't influenced or manipulated by the crowd. He was deceived by no one. Now consider Enoch, a forefather of Noah. Enoch was the seventh in lineage from Adam. He was found by God to walk so in righteousness that God didn't even want him to die. By faith, Enoch was taken up to heaven so that he could not see death because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God, says Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Enoch forewent the influence of the crowd to such a degree that he rose into heaven, as did Elijah, without having to die an earthly death. And you and I have a problem keeping focused on Christ, trying to choose a TV show to watch or a movie to go to. And then let alone should we, oh forbid, we speak the word of Christ to a stranger at the grocery store. A few weeks ago, our Sunday adult Bible study, we worked through a course called Running the Race. Remember that? There's a number of ways that you can run the race that is set before you. We get our start in the race of life by remembering that we're not alone, you see. Again from Hebrews, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. When ancient sprinters dashed off in their quest for victory and the laurel crown, they often did so in a large arena filled with spectators, you know, much like sporting events are held today. But peering up into the stands full of people in billowing clothes, everybody moving about, maybe the wind is blowing, maybe it looked something like looking up into the clouds. And that's what it's like for us in our race when we don't let anyone deceive us. We're not the only ones to take this journey of faith. People have run this way before. Our spiritual ancestors, such as Noah and Enoch, they answered God's call and set out in the race set before them, not the deceiving manner of the crowd around them or even those false teachers so abundant in the world. The example of heroes from the Bible, they give us encouragement in this walk we do with God. Now, we don't have to look back always to find heroes of the faith. We can find them right here in these pews, the people sitting next to you or on any given Sunday morning. Christians are meant to make this journey together, and we are much stronger when we do. Seeing the powerful examples of faithfulness all around you, that you can be given the courage that you need to charge ahead. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "For this reason I am sending you, Timothy, a young pastor, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." And then we live this walk of faith with our Lord by throwing off sins that entangle us. They're all around. They grasp at our ankles and make it hard to walk. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight, every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Our Christian life is not much different than that of an Olympic athlete. We can't run very well if we're bound up in the snares of sinful living. Those things that seem so satisfying in the moment can take our eyes off of the prize and instead keep us fixated on temporary thrills. But you and I, we're called to a much better path. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Life works best when we follow God's word and obey his commands of the Bible. He didn't give us those commands just to trap us, but he gave them to free us, to run our race with endurance. And when we do so, our true goal comes into view. While we may glance at the crowd of witnesses around us, and we may throw off things that tangle us up, our ultimate encouragement is in the prize that awaits those who live by faith. Heaven. For let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, at the beginning of our quest for righteousness, Jesus might have looked way off out there, way out in the distance. We know of him, we've heard of him, we've heard his name, and we've heard many things about him through the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and probably a good little bit we've heard from Paul's own letters and some of the other apostles. And we have heard how he has changed other people's lives. But ours is still fresh. Our race, we're still running it. And it's even newer, even as we get older. Before long, however, we're going to realize that the prize awaiting us is the Savior of our souls. And he's not content to just sit and watch us from the finish line. He's busy working on us as we run the race. I share the sentiments of St. Paul when he told the Philippians, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. What I want. It's my hope. And I'm sure it's yours as well. As we live and work and we rejoice in this life and we keep our eyes on Jesus, God works on us, making us more and more like his Son. And ultimately, he will bring us to our long-awaited reward. Pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. Live the life that's set before you, but live it with the hope that God wants you to have in Jesus Christ. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.